You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. A very knowledgeable person once told me that as a preacher, I was a pretty good writer. I don't think that was a compliment. So I'm just going to tell you a story this morning, a story about Mary Pat O'Neill. Back in my high school days, Mary Pat O'Neill was a wonderful, wonderful girl. She was so talented. She was very bright. She was very, very beautiful, very involved in the community, both in the wider community and in the school. And she was a brilliant athlete, a great soccer player. She was just amazing. And I wanted to go on a date with Mary Pat O'Neill. I wanted that pretty desperately. And so I asked Mary Pat O'Neill every Thursday to go out with me to a movie on Saturday night. And every Thursday she said no, because she had various and sundry things to do with regard to all the things she was involved with, and she couldn't possibly go out with me. And I asked her every Thursday, because she didn't say no exactly. She just said, not now. So I asked her, and I kept asking her, and I guess she ran out of clubs to be involved with, because eventually there were several deaths in the family coming up. Her parents, her brother, I don't know how many times her brother passed away. Her sister, uncles, aunts, relatives. I didn't think her brother passed away because I used to play basketball with him. But anyway, eventually, I sort of got the impression that she didn't want to go out with me. And I was going to stop asking her, but then all of a sudden, one of the last times I asked her, she said yes. And I said, what? And she said, yes, I'll go out with you. I want to see the new Bond movie at the Bijou on Saturday. So pick me up at 7. So I was flying high for a couple days. I really was. I was very excited. I borrowed the family car and I drove to Alder Grove Lane and I knocked on the door, and who should answer the door but our high school principal, that's a different story altogether. No, his name was Arthur Kennedy. And he looked at me a little bit, and he invited me to come in and sat me down in the living room and sat across from me and started asking me all kinds of questions about how I was doing and how was I doing in school, and was school going okay for me? And I said, apart from all the academic stuff, it was going quite well. And he said that he knew that I was rather poor in math, and he would be willing to work to find a tutor for me. So that was very nice. He seemed very concerned about me, which was really wonderful. And he said, how is my basketball going? And I said, I think the coach hates me, but other than that, it's going pretty well. And how are things at home, and how is the family, and all of that? And he showed a lot of caring and concern for me, and I was very impressed. And I said, Mom and Dad are great. My sister I could trade in, but she probably felt the same way about me. And then he was very intense. We had a very intense conversation, and he was asking me Where did I see myself going a couple years? Did I see myself going to university? What about graduating university? What did I want to see myself in 4 years, 8 years, 12 years? What did I see for my future? And I said I didn't know what I was going to do tomorrow, let alone in 4, 6, or 8 years. But he was, and all the time that he was talking to me, I was looking up the stairs, hoping that Mary Pat would come down the stairs in all her beautiful elegance and getting ready for to go to the movie. And finally, I said, Mr. Kenny, when is Mary Pat coming down? Because we're already a little bit late for the movie. And he said, he kind of smiled, and he said, Mary Pat isn't coming down those stairs today or any other time, Dean, because the O'Neills live 3 doors down. And I said, uh-oh. And I've been directionally challenged all my life, and this was quite an instance of that. So I, not being too articulate, I said, uh-oh, and I have to go, and thank you, sorry. And I sprinted out the door and hopped in a car, the family car, and drove 3 doors down and locked on the correct door, and Mary Pat was not happy. She was not happy with me at all. We did go to the movie. We missed the first half hour of the movie. She didn't really talk that much to me, and she didn't want to go to the soda shop afterwards, which is what we usually did after the movies, and she said she had to go right home because she was very busy. And that was the end of my relationship with Mary Pat O'Neill. That's just how it went. And I kind of kicked myself for quite a while, a few days anyway. And I said, finally, I said, well, it probably wouldn't have worked out anyway. And then I said to myself, what was the most important thing that happened that night? And the most important thing that happened that night was that I met Mr. Kenny, our high school principal. I didn't really know much about him, but everybody called him a fine Christian gentleman. That's what we said back in the day, a fine Christian gentleman. And I had no idea what that meant, actually. But after having a conversation with him and feeling his concern and caring and empathy for me, I got an idea of what a fine Christian was about. It's about kindness, it's about caring, it's about compassion. Why do we love Jesus Christ? Why do we follow Jesus Christ? Why do we call ourselves the body of Christ? It's because Christ is the center for us. Christ is kindness, caring, and compassion embodied for us. And that's so necessary in our lives. It's so necessary in the life of the world right now, because there's so little kindness, caring, and compassion in our world right now. He was a fine gentleman, fine Christian gentleman. And that's, I think, we don't really need, we don't believe in Christ. We don't follow Christ because He gives us 10 steps to get to heaven, or to 10 steps that we have to watch out for to get to hell, wherever those places are. That's not why we believe in Jesus. That's not why we follow Jesus. We follow Him because of kindness, because of caring, about compassion. That's our faith. And as I grew up and grew out, I came to realize that every world religion is the same. Once you boil it down, once you take away all the do's and don'ts, every world religion boils down to calling on us to live with kindness, to live with caring, and to live with compassion. Every major faith. And if we all could live that, what would the world look like? It would be a different world. A world without strife, warfare, struggles, violence. It's there for us, in our face, all our global face, kindness, caring, and compassion. The Dalai Lama, who's had a bit of bad press lately, but Dalai Lama, a number of years ago, said this, which I'll quote, "I believe the only true religion consists of having a good heart. I believe that the only true religion consists of having a good heart. And a good heart is full of kindness, caring, and compassion." What a world we could live in if we believed in those things, we carried those things every day in our lives, kindness, caring, and compassion. Amen, amen. Let's take a moment for some quiet reflection.